even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Also, download Bashani Radio on Google Play, so you'll be able to listen to my broadcast on the go. I am so excited to have my guest this evening, Apostle Hattie Weathers. She is dynamic. She is going to drop some nuggets on you listeners tonight. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Hello, Apostle Hattie.
Hello. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, and amen. So tonight we're going to be talking about gain strength and power from a mighty loss. So tell my listeners a little bit about you and what you do, and also let them know what the lowest point of your life has been and how it has gotten you to where you are today.
Praise the Lord. My name is Apostle Hattie Weathers. I'm a pastor, apostle, preacher, prophet. Amen. I pray for people, encourage them on the phone, off the phone, in the church, out of the church. I have a love to helping people, to encourage people to see a smile put on people's face. And God has used me down through the years to encourage his leaders, to encourage the members, to encourage just whosoever comes in my path, amen, that God will lead me to give a word to encourage them, to let them know, amen, that regardless of what we're going through, regardless of what it looks like or seems like in your life, you still, amen, can make it, because God, as long as you got Christ in your life, you still have the opportunity to take and see your desires, your dreams, and your goals. You still see, you have that opportunity to see those goals reached if you don't give up, if you just hold fast, you just keep trusting God and keep looking to God and keep believing that regardless of how low you may be or regardless of what position you may be in, you can make it. As long as you trust God and put all your faith in God, you can make it. Because even in my lowest point in my life, my lowest point in my life happened in February 13, 2013. I lost my mother. Amen. That was my partner. That was my best friend. She, if you saw me go to church, she was right there sitting on the bench, amen, not far from where the pulpit was. And she always was with me. If I went to revival, she was always there. And I never even looked or anticipated, amen, losing her at the time that I did lose her. Amen. And that February 13th, that was a very low part in my life. And it's like, I was already going through other things. I was battling other issues. I was battling trying to keep my house for 10 years after the fact that my husband had walked out. And I still was battling trying to keep going and keep standing, because I know that God was my everything. God was my Jehovah Jireh. He was my awesome and almighty provider. And I know that he provided all things in this life for us to enjoy. And I kept on trusting God no matter what my issues was. But when this happened with my mother, it hit really hard. It hit even harder than the fact that my husband has left and walked out. Even though I loved him, it hurt it so deeply. It's like I become numb. And when you become numb, you're like, you just have to feel yourself, Lord, is this really happening to me right now? Is this really happening? It's like so much was happening to me back to back to back. It's like one storm after the other was taking place in my life at that point. And then I began to say, Lord, I don't understand. Why is this happening to me? And then trying to be strong for my family, I did a lot of praying. I had to do a lot of praying. I had to do a lot of fasting. And a month later, I lost my home. Thank you, Lord God. A four-bedroom home. After 11 years of battling to keep it, I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what I was going to do. I said, Lord, I'm your prophet, and here I am. I'm homeless. I don't even know which way to go. But, God, you told me that I could look to the hills from which come my help, and all my help come from the Lord. I said, I look to you, God. What do I do? With tears coming down my face, I didn't know which way to go. And the Lord spoke to me, and he told me, he said, call Tammy. Tammy is a friend of mine, her and her husband. I've known them for 20-something years. And I called her, and she told me, she said, honey, you can come and stay with us. I went and stayed with them for 2 months. Even though staying with someone for 2 months and you're used to being out on your own, standing on your own, it's okay. You're grateful and you're thankful that God opened up an avenue and a door through these people that loved you enough to bring you in. And they was a married couple. But I thank God that even in the midst of that, I stayed there for 2 months. And then I stayed with my daughter for 1 week. And it's just something just kept pressing me because I'm very independent. I'm one that I trust God. I look to God. I know God can and I know he will because I know that the word of God says, now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that's working in us. And at this time in my life where I was very, 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 very I mean, it's like I was in a low state. I'm not going to say depression because depression did not really set in because I prayed so much. But I'm not going to tell you that I didn't feel despondent. I did feel despondent. And I didn't want to question God because I know the word of God said don't question him. The word of God said don't complain. So I tried not to even complain and say, Lord, why you do this and why you do that? I didn't go through that stage. But I just kept trusting God, and I just kept praying to him. And even in the midst of not knowing where I was going, even staying that week with my daughter, and I realized me and my daughter, I love her, she loves me, but I realized we are two different women, and we two women that's of different mindset cannot stay in the same household. So the bond woman and the free woman had to go. So therefore, I moved into an extended stay. Glory be to God. I moved in an extended stay only purposing to stay for a few months or a few weeks and then moving into another place. But what took from 2 weeks went into 10 months. Can you see yourself living in an extended stay for 10 consecutive months? I didn't stop preaching. I didn't stop praying for people. I didn't stop encouraging people. This was my life. This was my joy. I got joy out of encouraging others. I got joy out of causing others to be uplifted, even in the midst of their going through, even though I was going through myself, even though this was a very, 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 very low state in my life. But I kept on trusting God. I didn't charge God foolishly. I kept thanking and praising God, even in the midst of not understanding why all this was yet befalling and happening to me. I still kept trusting God because I know that God does not do anything, glory to God, to hurt us. And I knew that it was working together for my good, but I just couldn't see how it was really working for my good at that time. And then even with my mother being in corpse, I had to take and try to be strength for all of my family because this was a broken part in all of our lives. And then I had to, in the midst of my brokenness, I had to make sure the eulogy was prepared. I had to make sure that it was preached. I had to preach my mother's eulogy. So this was a lot on me. And yet, instead, I still kept trusting God. I didn't let, glory to God, my circumstances and my situations, looking at them from a dark point of view, I didn't look at it Lord of God, as being defeated. I looked at it as a challenge, as an opposition, because I know that if God brought me to it, he's going to bring me through this. Even though I didn't even understand how he was going to bring me through this. Glory be to God. And in the midst of it all, glory to God, all of that taken brought me to the place. It taught me total dependency upon God. It taught me how to trust God. Glory to God for wisdom, for strength, for provision, and for guidance, because at this point in my life, I needed guidance. I needed God to talk to me. I needed God to give me the direction and instruction that I needed in order to fulfill the purpose and the call that he put upon my life. And glory be to God. And even in the midst of my dependency upon him and yet trusting God and praying and seeking his face, I knew, glory to God, in order for me to yet remain and be steadfast and to be yet, glory to God, one that would yet keep pressing and keep going and without giving up, without yet fainting, because the word of God tells us, my God, to be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. And I knew, glory to God, that if I would not give up, I was going to reap the harvest that God purposed for me. I knew that if I would hold on and didn't give up and kept pressing and kept helping others and kept loving others and kept showing, glory to God, about Hira Barosa, about higher, thank you, God, that I know that God, even though I'm going through, I'm going to put myself in the back burner. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to focus on me. I'm not going to focus on my problem, but I'm going to focus on helping others. I'm going to focus on what you want me to do to help others to get through their trials, their storms. So I kept focusing on doing what God wanted me to do. And God told me to fast, and I started fasting and praying. And fasting helped kill out my flesh. Glory be to God to help prepare me, praise God, to be able to stand, because sometimes there are things you're battling, and I was battling doubt. I was battling fear. I was battling, glory to God, depression. I was battling anxiety. I was battling, glory to God, worrying. How are you going to make it? How are you going to survive? What you going to do? But glory be to God, in my fasting and praying, the more I prayed, the more I fasted, the more I sought the Lord, the less I began to worry, the more less I stressed. I didn't have depression. I wasn't depressed. When I came out smiling. Nobody knew that I was going through. Nobody knew that I was suffering. Nobody could even understand, glory to God, how could you go through all of this and go through that? Glory to God, but you never even act like you were going through it. You never showed it on your countenance, because God didn't allow me to show it on my countenance. One thing I learned, that even in the midst of prayer, when you take it, pray and fast and seek God's face, and you do it daily, and you fast and pray and you seek God's face daily, and you cry out to God, and you make a time to set an altar to go to God and talk to God daily on a daily basis, mind God out of a higher all through the day, talking to God and yet seeking his guidance and seeking instruction from him. One thing I learned, that in you seeking the face of God, God will cause under the higher, glory to God, his presence to shine upon your countenance. And one thing I thank God, that he didn't allow me to look like what I was going through. Thank you, Lord God. And even in the midst, my God, of yet praying and seeking the face of God, it helped me to defeat my enemy. Because see, the enemy, those things that came up on you, the worry, the stress, anxiety, those are nothing but, praise God, strategies of the enemy. Those are strategies of Satan. And the devil comes, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he comes, glory to God, because he wants to overthrow me. He wanted to get me off course. He wanted to bring depression. He wanted me to bring doubt about God, the God that I serve. He wanted me to doubt that God even loved me because of what I lost, what I've gone through, what was happening to me. Why are you in this situation if God loved you so much? But I knew God loved me, and I would not charge God foolishly. So I kept trusting God, and I kept praying, and I kept believing, and I kept looking to the hills, and I kept trusting, and I kept quoting the word. I kept speaking the word into existence. I kept speaking it in my situation. I kept speaking it over my life. I kept speaking it to my mind. And my faith was made stronger. Thank you, Lord God. God gave me that inner strength. Even in the midst of all that I lost, God gave me that inner strength. He gave the faith that he gave me. Glory to God, help me to discover my purpose. Praise God, when I begin to think about what I love to do the most, I love helping God's people. I love ministry. I love prophesying. I love encouraging God's people, helping them under the Messiah to hold on, my God, and to know that God, head of the Messiah, has heard you. Know that God, he understands what you're going through. And know that God, he understands you. Even in the midst of loss, God taught me under the Messiah how to be, glory to God, the Messiah, more compassionate. Glory to God, more compassionate for others. Now, if you ain't never lost anything, you ain't never been through anything, you don't know what it is to hear or tell of another brother or sister or individual losing this or losing that. You wouldn't even know how to comprehend what they've gone through. And even when they do and when they have lost it and you have been through it, you still don't know the depth, my God, of what they've been through or what they've felt. But one thing you do know, and you can, you can witness and you can agree about this, that I know, glory to God, we go through some things in our mind and our heart, and we get ponder and wonder, and we yet question, and there are questions that come to our mind. But in the bottom line, when you know that you serve a God under the host of Ahai that lies not, the God out of Ahai that rideth up on the white horse, and his name is faithful and true, Lord God Almighty, you know that God is loyal. You know that God is reliable. You know that God's word, either of Ahai, would not fail. And any word from God, there's no word from God that will ever fail. So you can trust God's word. You can trust him because he is his word. Lord God Almighty, under the Hosiah, and that's what we had to hold on to. That's what I had to hold on to. Thank you, Lord God, the under the Messiah, in learning my purpose. It helped me, Lord God, to overcome stress, anxiety, fear. Thank you, Lord God, a fear of facing tomorrow, fear of facing the next day, fear of under the Messiah of the facing the unexpected. It taught me how to face every challenge and know that when you face this challenge, you can face it with God, knowing that God himself is going to fight this battle, knowing that God himself is going to bring you through this. No kosheler of Ahaya, knowing that God himself, my God of the under the Messiah, he never left you under the Messiah, because he said he would never leave you nor forsake you, but he'll be with you to the end of the world. So God is right there. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. He won't leave you under the Messiah hopeless. He won't leave you helpless. He'll be right there at the Messiah to pick you up, even when you feel like you can't go any further, when you feel like you can't take no more, when you feel like God of my inner Messiah, it's been an overload upon me, God, and I need you today, to strengthen me, to help me to go forward in order for me to stand through this storm. God, I need your strength. And this is what I kept telling God, head of my Messiah, and God helped me. Thank you, Lord God of the Barito Sobahaya. Thank you, God of the Messiah, because I was living at that point in my life in the unknown. Unknown, glory to God, I was about to say, unknown finances. Unknown, not even knowing where finances really was going to come from. Even though I had a church, glory to God, I was about to say, the enemy attacked my ministry. Thank you, Lord God. Some remain and some left, but that's what all churches. But nevertheless, God, in and of a sign, was faithful, and I kept on doing what God wanted me to do. I kept on saying and speaking and encouraging God's people. I kept doing and under my fire what God is and encouraged me and directed me to do, no matter what it was. Thank you, Lord God. And faith helped me, glory to God, to love God, even though I had lost everything of value to me except my kids. My faith in God taught me how to love God even the more. Lord, I love you even though I don't see your hand. I love you even though I don't understand what's going on. I don't even understand why all this happened to me. But I love you because you love me. me, and you have purpose for this, and you know why we're going through what we're going through. And faith in God put me in the winning seat, my God. Even though I had suffered a great loss, my God, and of Messiah, he empowered me to fulfill the purpose for which he called me. He called me to be aware of what it is he wants me to do. My God, and Glory, God, he called me to know that I put you here to give a little portion of yourself to my people at all times, whenever I yet speak through you, because you are my spokesman. I come to the Messiah, and I use you as a vessel, and you under the Messiah, as long as you are willing and yielded to God, God will use you. Under the Messiah, and I always try to make myself available, my God, under the Messiah, and useful to the master's use, because God under the Messiah of higher. Thank you, Lord God. He uses people who's not afraid to trust him completely. And I trust God in the midst of all my losses, in the midst of my lowest extremity, in the midst, Lord God, of the things I didn't even understand, couldn't comprehend, didn't even have the knowledge of what was really happening to me. God taught me, Lord God, total dependency, and he taught me how not to be afraid, but yet to trust him. If you trust me, even though you don't understand what's going on, even though you don't understand your circumstances, why they're happening the way they're happening, if you trust me, you know that at Abayah the Messiah, it's going to work together for your good. If you trust me, you know that I'm going to bring you out of this, because he said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So therefore, you know, regardless of what you go through, regardless of how you go through, just know if you trust in me completely, I'm going to bring you through it. I'm going to bring you out of it. I'm going to give you victory, because the word of God said, thanks be to God who has given us the victory. And I thank God for the victory, because one thing about faith, my God, fasting and praying that produced the faith in me, all the things I went through, my God called my faith to be stronger. It produces power. Faith produces power, my God, out of a higher, for you to be able, glory to God, to fulfill your purpose. And without it, that's why he said, my God, out of a higher, the just shall live by faith. And it's impossible to please him without faith. If you don't have faith, my God, out of a higher, God, I don't understand what I'm going through, but I have faith to believe that, God, you have a reason for me going through this, and I'm the horrible side. I believe that on the other side, my God, of suffering, on the other side of trial, on the other side of the storm, on the other side of the lightning, I know that the sun is shining, and I know the victory lies right there. So therefore, I thank God. Higher, glory to God. When I begin to think about glory to God, the gain, things, you can be rich. And richness does not always, glory to God, consist of money. Now, money is good. Don't get me wrong, because the word of God said money answers all things. But yet, my God, to be rich spiritually, gain spiritually richness is powerful. Because can I tell you, favor is greater than money. Favor will get you in places and do things for you that, my God, out of a higher, that money cannot even buy. But God, when you trust in God, he will do the miraculous. He will do the impossible. He will do the unknown. He will do the unthought of. Oh my God. And I'm saying to you, glory to God, in my closing, if you will only trust God, even in your low degree, even in your lowest place or your lowest extremity in your life, just trust God. Just look to God. Just believe God, even though you don't see, my God, but believe him anyway, because you're walking by faith, not by sight. Just keep on believing. God, I believe that you got a victory. I believe you got a purpose. I believe, God, that's good going to come out of this. I believe, that everything's going to be all right. I believe that the storm has already subsided and it's already over. Lord God Almighty, even though the lightning may be flashing, I know it's over because you've already, under the Messiah, went to the end of my storm and you've already spoke peace to it. Lord God Almighty, and therefore, glory to God, the under the Messiah, in your lowest extremity. Glory to God, know this, even the Messiah, I don't care how low you are, how low you go, what you lose, what you don't have, know that God is able to restore and give back to you. My God, double for all your losses. Know that God, is well able, Lord God Almighty, under the elbow sight to elevate you, pick you up. My God, restore, under the receiver, how you renew, under the receiver, how you give back retribution. Lord God, about to recompense. Hey, I am revise you. I want you to know, thank you, Lord God, in the Messiah, if you don't remember nothing else from me, remember, glory to God, the Messiah, in all that you do and all that you go through, put your full, total, complete trust in God, all-powerful. My God, and putting your trust in him. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't complain about it. Don't question God about it. Just say, Lord, I don't understand why this is happening, but God, I trust you. What I don't understand, help me to trust you even more, God. Even when the enemy tried to set doubt in your mind, God, help me to trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. I had to say, I trust you, Lord. I don't know why I'm here, but I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. And in the midst of trusting God, God will come through. He will step in. He will answer you. He will answer. Just because God hasn't answered you when you first started praying or months or even some years, don't give up. Don't stop trusting him. Don't stop trusting him. Don't stop believing him. Just know that God will answer. As long as you've asked whatever you've asked God for that aligns up with his word. Anything that's out of alignment with his word, he ain't giving it to you. Thank you, Lord God. You can pray for a lifetime. He's not going to give it to you. But as long as what you're asking God for is in alignment with his word, my God, and in alignment with his will, because his word is him, and that's his will. He will give it to you. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will give it to you. So therefore, know this. Thank you, Lord God. You can't lose with trusting God and having complete faith in God all-powerful. God bless you.
Amen, amen, and amen. That was so, so awesome, Apostle Hattie. I know that thank blessing, because listen, I'm ready to jump up and shout myself. That was just totally, totally so awesome. I went on Facebook this morning because my spirit is so vexed with what's going on with George Floyd's murder. And as I was on the Facebook Live, I just felt myself getting upset. But I tell you, I'm speaking to all African-American people in this country. What you're doing is not going to work. Like Apostle Hattie say, in these times, we have to trust God. He is still in control because the devil is loose on this earth. He's trying to take whoever he can so that you will not gain your eternal life. So, Apostle Hattie, Give my listeners three nuggets that will get them through this situation plus this pandemic.
First of all, as I said, prayer and fasting. See, prayer, we all pray, but when you combine prayer and fasting together, it's like you have a powerful weapon that will not only, see, fasting and praying, fasting help kill out the flesh. And praying, when we're praying and fasting, it's going to both kill out the flesh, because, see, a lot of things that's happening, that's going on, is the flesh getting involved. instead of allowing God, the word of God said, according to Exodus 14:14, he said, he will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. We know what was done was wrong to Mr. George Floyd. But yet we know one thing. One thing I do know, and I said this, and I always say this, business belongs to God. Now, God told us to leave room for his wrath. That doesn't mean this is not leaving room for his wrath. If you're yet trying to fight your own battle, if you're trying to fix it yourself, you're not leaving room for God to fight. You're not leaving room for God to take this matter in his hand. Man is taking it in theirs. So therefore, because man is holding it in their hands and they're doing all this damaging, messing, making things worse, or making matters worse instead of better, because they're making a mess of it, okay, they got it in their hands. But when they release it and leave it to God and put and yield it to God, Lord, we repent for the matters that we take it in our own hands, but we cast his care upon you, and we ask you, God, to yet fight this battle, and we ask you, Lord God, to take it in our hearts out of our to bring justice and bring, glory to God, your vengeance, because God said vengeance is his. He will repay, says the Lord. Now, God himself is going to pay every individual that had a part in the process of Mr. George Floyd's murder. God don't lie. He said he's going to pay every man according to his works, according to his deeds. It makes no difference whether you're bond or free. That means saved or unsaved. We all must pay for our wrongdoings, for our sins, for our evil ways. So therefore, I say, if you want to see justice, you want to see the power of God move, you want to see a change, allow God's wrath. Stand out of his way. Get out of his way. Back up out of God's way. Stop doing all that you're doing. The things that we're doing, the things that the people are doing, that's not according to his purpose. That's not what he wants us to do. He wants us to pray. Pray that God will allow his justice, allow his vengeance to yet stand up. And God, I'm going to tell you, God will allow vengeance to be granted because he said he wants you to leave room for his wrath. How are we leaving room? You're not leaving no room. God's not pleased with what's going on. He's not pleased with what's taking place. He's not pleased with this. So that's not leaving room, but we got to repent from this point. Well, you done messed up. Well, you done did things you know was not according to God's will. Repent of it. God will forgive you. But yes, get out of his way. Allow room for God's wrath. Let God fight this battle. Let God do it. God can do it better than you can, and he won't make a mess of it. He knows exactly what to do. Because one thing about God, he don't look at the outward appearance. God searches the heart and the minds of his people. He knows what was in that man's heart that was upon Mr. George Floyd's neck. He knows what was in the hearts of all those other policemen that was yet standing prevalent. He knows. And let me tell you something. No one gets by with anything that they've done. God said he has no respect for persons. There is no favoritism. God don't show favoritism, Lord God Almighty. So therefore, when we as a people get out of God's way and we yield God under the Messiah, yield God, we take and submit. In other words, we surrender our will and submit to God's will. Then you're going to see the move of God that God's going to bring forth in this midst of this situation. I know some don't want to hear it. Some may be angry, they're upset. But listen, think about it. Angry, when you get angry, when there's anger, those are evil spirits of the flesh. This is why we have to fast and pray to kill out the flesh. Anger, bitterness, malice, hatred, jealousy, all these things. Nothing but evil spirits, and those evil spirits is not making things better. They're only adding to the problem. But when we get out of the way of adding to a problem and say, look, God, you are the problem solver. We cast this care on you. You fight this battle. God will fight that battle, and it's going to be done, and it's going to be well done. And it ain't going to be nothing no man can say about it, no man or woman can say about it, because God himself fought the battle. God himself yet brought vengeance because vengeance belongs to him. In other words, he's telling you, when he said vengeance belongs to him, he told us to take and leave room for his wrath. And because vengeance belongs, he's telling you, I'm the one that repays any man. I'm the one that's supposed to repay, not you. I just want you to get out of my way. You leave room for me to do what I do. This is my authority. This is my point. This is the point where God stands up in authority. This is his, this is what he does. This is what he's good at. This is what he's skilled at. This is what he's qualified to do. But you're not qualified to take vengeance in your own hands. This is why all this is happening over the land, because they're not qualified to take vengeance in their own hands. But when you take a yield of vengeance to God, you leave room for God's wrath. God will fight this battle. Now, those of you that have done wrong, you need to repent. You need to repent. You're not going to be left unguilty. And anything that we've done, we got to give account of it. And we want to pay for that. So you need to repent and ask God to forgive you and start doing what's right. God told us to follow that which is good, follow that which is right. We are to follow after him as your children. When you tell your children something, your children have to do it because you're their parent. And they're going to have to follow your instructions, or you're going to take and bring penalties to them, or you're going to chastise them if they don't listen to you. So this is the same way God is. He will call us, listen, he said we are considered as bastards if he did not chastise them whom he loves. Because he loves us, born to free, he's going to chastise us. He's going to let you know, this is not right. This is not the way. This is what you do. This is how you do it. This is why he told us to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. You can correctly divide that word when you know it. But a lot of folks don't know the word because a lot of them are not saved. So those that are saved, you should set the example for those that are not. And trust God. That's the nugget for today.
Amen, amen, amen. I definitely want to thank you, Apostle Hattie. Oh, my God. You have just truly blessed my soul. So I can imagine my listeners are really, really thrilled and ready to shout just like me. But again, thank you for the opportunity to come on my show and drop these nuggets for my listeners.
May I say one other thing?
Yes, ma'am.
One last thing that God just put in my spirit. He said, one thing you forgot. That's why I said, may I say one other thing? You know, when Job's friends came to Job and they say, Job, you must have sinned. You had to do something. This is why you're going through what you're going through. This is why you're suffering. But when Job prayed for his friends, God turned the captivity of his friends. Because his friends, they were one, when they came with the words that they were saying, they were the one up under bondage. They were bound by the words that they spoke. Now, God is telling me, we as a people, we must pray for those policemen that done wrong. We got to pray and forgive them. We got to pray for God to forgive them, for God's mercy for them. Because you know what? Even though that was an evil act that was done, that's still a soul. Those are still souls. And we still have to pray and ask God to forgive them. And when we pray for God to forgive them, then God's going to turn the captivity and the wrath from those that have done a whole lot of evil. And God's going to deal with them himself.
I believe that. And I was just praising. I've been praising God all day for just being born again, because if the old Linda would have been the old Linda, you might have seen me on TV here in North Carolina, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
I've been praising God, thanking him for saving me, because it just vexed my spirit, and I just had to, like, just pray and say, God, it's in your hand. Like you said, vengeance is his. He will repay. So all my brothers and sisters out there, if you don't listen and understand nothing we've said, understand that God said, vengeance is his, and he will do the replaying. So y'all go home, get on your knees, get born again and saved, and let God do what he do. Broadcasting from... Ma'am?
And tell them, especially, we have to forgive.
Yes, yeah, we have to forgive these people. We really, really, truly have to forgive them because God is still in control.
Yes.
The devil thinks he's winning, but he's not. God Amen. Is still in control. So remember that as well. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, Amen. Spotify, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio so you'll be able to listen to my broadcast on the go. And also, my bestseller book is out, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. Go to lindamonroe.com and get your copy. It'll be a great graduation present since we're in that season. It will bless your life. Again, thank you, Apostle Hattie, for that awesome, awesome sermon.
Thank you, woman.
Girl, I'm telling you, I'm about to shout up in here, okay? But I might have to get you to come back because you are just so, so anointed and favored by God. So until next time, everybody take these nuggets, run with it. Let's stop the violence and give God the opportunity to do what he does. Until Amen. Next time, be blessed.
The all-new Bashani Radio app for iPhone and Android. You may be in quarantine, but you are not home alone.